So House Joint Resolution number 45 passed the Senate standard ease. That concludes the daily calendar. Turn this down to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, there are three conference committees to be appointed. The Free Commerce Committee on Water and Sewer General Obligation Bonds, Senate Bill 732, Senator Rader Chairman, Senator Meeland, Senator Orsini. General Obligation Bonds, Roads, Ferries, Senate Bill 580, Senator Curtula, Senator Rohde, Senator Sackett. The Free Commerce Committee on the Budget, House Bill 586, Senator Ray, Senator Poland, Senator Butchervich. There are some 20 Free Commerce Committees that have been appointed, and I would request that in either tomorrow or no later than Wednesday, each Free Commerce Committee that's been appointed give some progress report as to what has transpired today on that Free Commerce Committee. Further unfinished business?
Mr. President.
Senator Holman.
On the subject of Free Conference Committees, can we have a printout of what conference committees are active and negotiating and what the status is?
There is a printout.
Where would that be?
Usually in the Secretary's office.
I have it right here. Thanks, sir.
Further special orders? Senator Miller.
President, request period before the first of the comment and action of the State Administration.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I would like to take this occasion to congratulate and applaud the governor and his decision not to submit to the legislature in the final days of this session is for our approval of the proposed royalty gas sale, which at some point must be submitted to the legislature. I do so on three counts. First of all, even though there is some constitutional question as to whether or not the legislature has the power, although we have enacted legislation requiring our approval, the governor has indicated in his announcement that he does intend to submit it to us for his approval. I think that by doing so, he has indicated the willingness to, despite a constitutional ambiguity, broaden the decision-making process. So when that resource is finally disposed of, there will be an opportunity for adequate review by the other independent elected branch in the state legislature. Secondly, he has not tried to accelerate those very important negotiations to fit within what I hope will be a relatively tight time frame for the conclusion of this legislature, and by not accelerating it, perhaps there won't be a wasted haste. And third, and perhaps most important, I think because of the magnitude of that sale involving literally hundreds of millions of dollars of the state resource, it would be best handled in a special session on a single subject basis so that as things happen, it won't become subjected to either one, trades which happen, or two, become involved in the other considerations that entail a final days of the legislative session, and therefore we would not be able to give it adequate scrutiny. As it is now, when he does submit it, we'll be able to hold hearings and look at it in a very finite manner, in very clear focus, rather than having other considerations, perhaps, when they do the waters. And so for those reasons, I think the governor acted wisely.
Further, Senator Ray.
Further, use the floor to question my colleague from Fairbanks. Through the chair, to my colleague, do I understand that is this an indication that he believes that there's going to be a special session in the legislature just to take care of this one problem?
Mr. President,
I
cannot speak for the governor on that. I've not spoken to him directly with regard to his plans, but I do feel that he acted wisely in not trying to prematurely bring to conclusion the negotiations. I think too much money is involved, and that if a special session is necessary, the minor amount of time and the few thousand dollars it would cost for the special session is well worth it when you consider that literally hundreds of millions of dollars of resources that will be disposed of, presumably, finally. But I do not speak from any kind of knowledge in terms of personal knowledge of what the governor will do for the session.
Senator Ray?
Again, if I might, I thank my colleague Fairbanks for tonight. I'm sure him and I both have something in mind that might run contrary to a special session.
Senator Ray?
Does that mean Senator Ray's going back to school, too?
With him.
Senator Ray? Moderator?
Please, the board discuss the same subject.
Without objection, you have the floor.
President, I think that does mean we're going to have a special session. Long and short of it is, we'll probably have a special session before the August primary.
Starting through the floor, make a comment and announce.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank the members of the Judiciary Committee and the Rules Committee for bringing the mandatory sentence bill to the floor. It would have been very easy to kill this bill or keep it in committee someplace, and I think it's a subject worth debating. The announcement, again, a reminder, this evening, the legislature, members of the legislature, the House and the Senate, are playing lobbyists and basketball game at Capitol School right up the hill here at 7 o'clock. Those interested in playing or spectating are invited to attend. They are going to be the guys in the white hats, or at least the white shirts this time. And so bring your dark shirts, those of you who are intending to play tonight.
Senator Ray?
President, will it be easier to hold up the lobbyist bill till the day after tomorrow?
Further special orders? Announcement of committee meeting? Senator Poland?
President, resources will need on the German bills are posted.
Further announcement? Senator Ray?
Finance, 9 a.m.
Further announcements? Senator Kurtulla?
I think Mules wishes to meet on the German. No, we don't have to. Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow, according to this announcement. 1:30, House Bill 873, approved subject. Mr. President, there's nothing more to come before this body. Moving to ask unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m.
Senator Kurtulla moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Without objection, we're adjourned.